With me on our comment line now, I've got someone who's done a remarkable thing for the last year, almost a year as well. A 5K every day started in March 2025 and she hasn't missed a day. Her name is Gráinne na Gael. She's with us on the line from Kenmare. Gráinne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and to all your listeners. How are you doing?
Have you the 5K done this morning? I can?
I have. No, I haven't done it yet. No, it'll be later. I did it yesterday evening, so I said I'd wait.
Right, okay, very good. Listen, tell me about the idea. This is all in, it's to raise funds for the Rockmount Daycare Centre in Kilgarvan, a remarkable place, and all in memory of your dad.
Yeah, I started with a gym in Kenmare in March. And there was a 5K challenge every day. And I said, okay, I'll try this. So I went off out and I did it. And I walk, run some, but not too many runs. So I kept going anyway. And then I said afterwards, I said, you know what? I've done this. I'm going to try and do this for 365 days. And I can't believe I'm here at 352 now. So I'm nearly there. I actually still can't believe I've got this far. Every single day, 5K.
And because life gets in the way of all these things, you're busy. You have children. You have a family. You have other things to do. But you manage to find that time every day for almost a year.
Yeah, every day. You put it into your head. All right, I have this to do. And you'd work around it, and you'd say, look, we could be on our phones for hours, I noticed in the last month now with social media and getting it out there, the amount of hours I've put up, I can't wait to put the phone away afterwards, to be honest.
Yeah.
You'd be clocking up 8 hours and messing with photographs and putting them up. But I said, look, it's 5K, it's both walking. It would have taken me, probably the fastest one walking I would have done is 42 minutes. So what's 42 minutes out of a whole day? I tried to keep everyone under 50 minutes, but there was times then that I did end up having to get about 4 injections in the whole year, we'll say. Aside from the injections, I take injections for arthritis every 2 weeks, and about 4 injections, and then I said, look, I asked the doctor in the day, is it okay to walk? And he goes, it is. And I said, 5K? And he kind of looked at me and I said, all right. But I still managed to do it on the day of the injection. But anyway, it worked. The injection
Brilliant.
Worked.
That's great. And you've done them all over the country as well in your year, as well as some of them abroad.
Yeah, we actually went to Austria with the last Easter. So every morning around, we used to get up around 7 and we used to do it. It was quite cold, actually. But, we'd get out and do it every single day in the holiday. And then we went to Bulgaria with our neighbour and we walked every single day. Again, probably in the morning because it was very warm over there as well. At the time, it was over 30, 35 degrees. It was like heat training.
Okay, so you managed,
managed to get it done. Every day.
Tell me, Gráinne, about the fundraising. You have an I Donate page up, I know, to fundraise for Rockmount because your dad spent his last years there.
Yeah, so I decided, I was on my 100 and I was in Kilflin at the time and we were taking pictures and there's a great man for the photographs and doing all the social media, and he put it up for me. And, after that I decided, I'm going to do this for something. So I said, in memory of Dad, I said, it was tough now coming up to Dad's death and stuff. And I said, things have settled now and stuff. So I said that I'd do something in memory of him. And I just thought they were amazing in Rockmount, the way they support the people when they come out there. And, it's time off for people that are caring every day, like my mother and my sister and stuff and family. And the dedication that they have out there to these people that come out, and not everyone obviously has dementia, but Dad having his dementia, but he was so happy, Gerry, coming out of there every day and the smiling, and it was it was just such a great place to have on your doorstep. And even though they come from all over, I know, but they need buses and things like that. So I said, I'll try and do a bit of funding for them and give back.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, do something. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been good.
Well, listen, Grainne, congratulations. Sorry, yes?
Thank you. No, I'm having the day there on the 28th of February, so we're just going to do walk and we'll finish it off. So it'll be, it's over 8 kilometres walk.
Okay.
But we're going to have kind of teas and coffees and refreshments afterwards in St. John's National School on the 28th at...
That's brilliant. A day to look out for. And it's an Eyes on Eight page, Grainne na Gaeilge's page, and Eight of Rockmount Care Centre. Grainne, thanks for telling us your story, and well done on almost making it all the way, 5K every day in Eight of Rockmount. Thanks for telling us your story this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, Grainne na Gaeilge there on the line. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. Brilliant idea. Almost 3,000 raised so far, and more to go for that 5K a day for 1 year. Some commitment.